Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Came in this game with no dollar, just a dream, and a supportive ass mother who is equivalent to a team. You hear me? Equivalent to a team, so I can never relate to a nigga who mom was a fiend. Relating to those who needed a dad, 20 years later noticing all these flaws that I have. But naturally in life it was benefits that I grabbed, cause I'd be damned if I let a man be my line's dad. Set pop, never set pop, better fall back, appreciate Sandy, I leave your ass wetter. I'm a motherfucking problem, over underrated in this motherfucking genre. The jealousy of blind ya, my checks come with commas. Salute to the insomnia, sleep around me and I'll body ya. Niggas know I go hard, plus I'm cool as a polar. Beer, belly growing, outer space, no solar. System was so far, switched them bipolar. Flipped them, I had to take it, couldn't be Omar's victim. It's a man's world, no matter how you live it. Life is a bitch with no father figure. I'm sick of motherfuckers saying I got my father's figure. Wouldn't amount to shit, I guess that's what my father figured. Poster growth was on pole for sure, was on a roller coaster. Up and down and then a 360, then the game was open. I better stack that these hoes won't hold me back. I come with nothing less than 100, so please shorty don't come with that. I made you fly, and I ain't throw you in the air. Swear I got them bitches sick, and I ain't giving them no care. Had a nice run back in 06, all of that money disappeared. Now I'm back at it and my daughter hit 6, now it's time to disappear. I'm rolling, Ben Stein on joking. My money and my click, two things you won't catch folding. Every time I made a killing, man, I had a focus. It was them niggas that was chilling, I'm like, where the hope is? Loyalty and independence is the fucking gang. L and I, L and I, we bout to put you on some game. We gon' take this rap shit, rip it, throw it in the flame. Time to show the world you dudes with money still some fucking lames. I can honestly say I don't owe niggas a fucking thing. They saying that I'm done, they must be talking about my fucking name.
Dude, got no money, you ain't help me get. Nigga, F-O-H, I don't owe you shit. Man, I can't wait till I stack my chips. I'ma get a whole world my ass to kiss. And my daughter and my girl on some mansion shit. Hit to her car, matching shit. Never grind on no backwards shit. Gotta dip and dive these rat and pricks. Fake ass niggas, fake ass bros. Fake rappers I shot videos for. I know you, you a studio G. Y'all niggas running out here flipping no hard. Man, her on the BL. I told that bitch, come over. She said she never do this. I told that bitch, bend over, drink goose. Now I fuck with that's a rock. Serving smokers on my phone. I ain't fucking with no block. They used to call me Pounds, man, they call me Nickel Bond. Cause my youngins come around and I give them Nickel Bond. If my youngins take too long, I take back my Nickel Bond. And I move that shit myself and that whole nickel gon' be mine, gon' be mine. Ain't no gang, but Mad Ab is my squad. And we fucking up your party and we throwing up gang signs. 4-2, get a grip, Mad Ab. And we move that crack. But just get a grip shirt, bunch of 42 tags. Getting money since the 90s, nigga, where was you at? Put a price up on your head, better have a bulletproof hat.
He put 979. Look, I'm swear to God, yo.
Excuse me, y'all should be introducing the show, not arguing with each other.
I apologize.
Y'all in trouble already?
No.
Yes, y'all are. Welcome to the Heat Wave Show. I'm the fucking overseer. I know.
Right, I apologize, though.
Go ahead, hello. Perk up. It's time for the percolator. Y'all know the dance move. Get on your shit. All
right. I got you.
Welcome.
Well, welcome to the Heat Wave Show. This is Scorch Flings, my co-host, Rip Rat Graphics, on the fire on there. We are hosting the Heat Wave Show on Philly Town Radio. You can catch us every Wednesday night from 10 to, from 8 to 10.
I'm so proud of y'all, too. It's definitely, you guys got to be alert and ready to have some fun. So I'm sitting here watching.
All right. So, who's first? I mean, like, what's the topic tonight, Brittany?
Topic is, how do you feel about people spicing situations and basically dicketing all the time?
That's a very, very controversial topic right there. So, I know, but like, people really do be spicing all the time. Like, that's really uncalled for. Like, even nationally, like worldwide, like Worldstar is a national dicketing website. People troll on there all the time, dicking off other people, and then people just be spicing up drama between celebrities and shit. Even on the news, man, you see that shit all the time.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying. So you mean spicing it up, like that means like instigating or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I fucking hate instigators. But I'ma save my comments. I definitely see that you got some bangers uploaded. You wanna talk about some of the music you gonna show love to tonight also?
Yeah, Reese Rell. Chris got his song with Reese Rell to be he made for.
Right.
I mean, it's Young Jersey. He's trying, you know, show Jersey some love, even though he's living in Philly right now. But he's nice. He really tough. And his give me is Knowledge.
I see. That's sad. But I'm definitely here, tuned in. But I'm going to fall back unless, you know what I mean, you guys need me. I probably come in like super person and shit. But I'm definitely trying to talk shit about your topic. I like it a lot, you know what I'm saying? Everybody welcome to call up, you know what I mean? You listen in, press one, and you definitely can talk about the topic. I think we should take this private caller. See who's sitting waiting to speak up or whatever. Private caller, welcome to the Heat Wave Show.
Hello.
What's the name? Where you calling from?
Call from Uptown.
What's your name? Oh, you want to speak on the topic for the night?
No, I'm a Philly rapper. I'm an artist, and I produce music.
What's your name?
Oh.
Everybody call me the Uptown Chaser, cause I'm chasing my dreams and I'm chasing this money.
Check you
true,
out.
True.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Definitely shout out to your Twitter, your handle, how we can get in touch with you.
Yeah, I know.
And
you can follow me on Instagram.
You can come down to Sandflake Studios anytime you need anything music related. We're right on 12th and Spring Garden. Definitely.
I've been through there. Just, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up with some information.
I'll tweet you right now. What's your Twitter? Shout it out for us.
I don't got no Twitter, but you can follow me on Facebook. You can add me on Facebook, follow me on Instagram. You can add me on Instagram at QuadRap.Edwards, and you can follow me on Instagram at...
You okay? Still there?
Yeah.
Instagram?
At that Uptown Kid. That underscore Uptown Kid.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything is about Philly, like, we all feel like Philly is the stuff they weed up.
True.
All right, I see you. We'll definitely help you get a chance to get yourself out there. What do you have to say about tonight's topic? How do you feel about people who
spice up the situation? All that spice in it, it's like that's dead. Because people ain't worried about all that spice in situation. Like people spicing topics, spicing everybody beef. It's just all crazy because people getting killed out here nowadays.
True. That's a true statement right there. People definitely is getting off between words. Like, it's not so much physical beef. It's also verbal beef. Like, you know, people do got to wash their mouth, but also it's not that deep. And I get what you're trying to say.
Yeah, it's not that deep, but, you know, I got a couple of shout-outs to a couple of people. Like, shout-out to all my YRR homies, you know what I'm saying, my group. Shout-out to my bro, you know what I'm saying.
Right, who's your bro?
Shout out to my bro, Young Trust None. You know, that's my big brother.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, definitely, thanks for calling in. Make sure you listen in and let him know how he could be able to get music on the show, guy.
Yeah.
I sent in a banger already. I sent in one.
Oh, true, true, you did?
Yeah. Yeah, T. Jones Freestyle. That's my other brother. I ain't got nothing uploaded to my computer yet, but I sent some in.
All right, so shall we play it?
If you got that, Jordan, you might as well.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Now he gonna wait. Listen, did you say you got his play his song Bang put in?
T. Jones.
Oh, yeah, there it is. I see it.
Double B, holler at me. DJ, get the idea.
Ha, it's T. Jones, little nigga. If guns get the drone, best believe I'm full of trigger. Vanilla blunt roll full of weed, little nigga. You call your girl Cinderella, wait, where her slippers? She thinking I'm a star, so she call me Big Dipper. Dick always out, so she call me No Zipper. And she love fucking, so you know I'm fucking with her. She got that C4 pussy, so I'm bombing that nigga. Ha, I tell him kamikaze zooming. You already know I run this game like Willie Boomin. I meant Willie Beamin. You know that I be steaming like a stove overheated, so you niggas cannot eat me. If you want it, I got it. If not, I go and just get it. And if the pussy be running, then best believe I'ma hit it. When it comes to my dick, that's the shit she be licking, so I don't need no dick getters. No ad libbers, okay, I'm gone. Ha! One man army, T. Jones, YRR. Yeah, I started it, and can't nobody finish it like leftover dinner. Bitch, y'all sentences, and I'll finish y'all. Period. T. Jones, I'm wearing this. Whole game like a little boy fake bit. I got your bitch on my dick like foreskin. Circumcised, and she still can't get off him. Yeah, I kill a game, and I don't need no fucking coffin. Mary, I'm alive, motherfucker, y'all done started me. Hold up, pardon me. Nobody want no part of me. And I'm stroking these bitches like a bunch of clock daughters. Hot, but like I said, pardon me. If a nigga want beef, I throw his ass some doggy meat. All in kawakazi, so you know I'm getting gnarly. Shout out to Miss Davis, and she robbed me like a Harley. I'm always on point like B. Jenner's in Milwaukee. These haters try to step on me, but I see they miss their target. Niggas claim they ballin', but they never picked up a ball. Then I knock it out the park. You can go ask Mrs. Rawlins. I'm in this bitch like lint in the carpet. For all the niggas spittin', well, I prefer the horse spit. And red the color like the Hollywood carpet. Tell them motherfuckers play it back because I'm off this. I'm gone.
Whoa, shout out to Quad. That was T. Jones, little freestyle. So, Scorch.
Yo, yo.
I mean, we got all these people on the phone lines now, so let's get into this little topic.
All right, you know. So, look, I definitely like that song, because that song definitely did touch on a couple situations of our topic tonight about dicking and whatnot. Shout out to T. Jones. But, I mean, pick up a caller, like, what's up? All right,
267-463, you are now on air. Hello?
267-463?
All right, next. 267-407, you are now on air.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Welcome to the Heat Wave Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This Mike. Coming from Philly.
What part of Philly are you repping?
Northeast, you know what I'm saying?
True, true.
So what do you got to say about our topic for tonight?
I love y'all. You
Hey.
Oh, I'm
basketball,
man.
What? Is he okay?
Yo, Mike, what's up?
Are you talking about basketball?
Are they talking about basketball? No, we're not talking about basketball. Get your shit together, Mike, from Northeast. That's at Northeast.
Well, I was about to say that.
Saying, now look at us piping it up. But sometimes
right.
it's good. Certain things are fun to pipe up or whatever, like when you're teasing a person. But, like, when certain things get out of proportion, I can't stand a person who want to get in the middle of it. But, yeah, y'all definitely rolling. Perk it up when y'all greeting people. Maybe they don't want to say hi because you're like,
right.
it's not a phone call. They call in the show.
Right. Definitely.
I'm critiquing y'all at the same time. I'm funny. All right, you want to take the next caller? Next caller. 215-200, you are now on air. Let's do the Heat Wave Show.
Hey, this is Tasha.
Hi,
hey,
Tasha.
Hey, Tasha, how you doing? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from West Philly.
Okay.
What's up, Tasha? Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Yeah, this honors also. Yeah, can you definitely speak on our topic for tonight? And definitely, if you want to get some off your chest, you're welcome.
Okay.
Well, yeah, tonight's topic, you know, talking about spicing, you know what I mean? But people who spice up the situation, like dick eating or whatever, like that shit on World Star, like, you know what I mean? People piping up, you know what I mean? Situations where people arguing, ain't got shit to do with it.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel about dick eaters?
I think they really need to fall back. They need to chill. If it don't have anything to do with you, then you need to not have an opinion at all. Just keep it moving because being a dick eater can really get you fucked up nowadays.
True.
Have you ever seen a dick eater get their just desserts, like get what's coming to them, I guess? Either slapped in the face or just played out cold, like.
Yeah, I have. Especially watching these reality shows like Basketball Wives, Bad Girls,
yes.
But
preach.
Yeah, they definitely be getting served.
Preach, thank you.
Those, my favorite part, yo, reality shows is the Bad Girls Club reunion.
That's like Spice Central right there.
Yo, that's real rap. I appreciate that aspect too. That's real funny. Definitely. Definitely thanks for calling in, Tasha from West Philly, showing love to the Heat Wave Show. Definitely
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
No problem.
They appreciate it so much. You a sweetheart. We got to catch up soon, too. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, you too.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah,
I wish everybody happy Thanksgiving listening tonight, you know. Straight from Scorch Flames, you know. Hey, I want the whole Philly to have Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Thank you, Tasha, for reminding us.
Right. Honestly, I really didn't pay attention to this Thanksgiving, man. This joint came up on me, snuck up on me, you know.
Yes, I'm going by too fast.
You know, you're always thankful anyway, so definitely shout out to everybody who call in. When somebody presses the number one, their number shoots up to the top, and that's when they get their little flag, just to let you know. So you guys, if you guys have anything you want to say, you want to speak on the topic about instigators, spicers, you call them, people spicing. Where does spicing come from? Because
like, I don't know. Like
when
you spice something, when you spice food, you make it, you know, more zesty. Like, you know, you put a little twist on it, pipe artist, piping something up, you know.
Yeah, but people be doing too much sometimes,
yeah,
especially over the internet.
Facebook gangsters, MySpace gangsters.
Twitter tweefing.
Tweefing. Instagram bandits.
I tweefed before one time. Nobody know I did it, though. I made up a whole fake Twitter page and everything.
Oh, that's
and
crazy.
Sometimes you got to, but I couldn't do it for my page. And plus, nobody followed them, so it was real funny. Like,
right.
Nobody cared. Like, I was being subliminal on my page. And they're like, Alex, what's wrong with you? I'm like, fuck. I wish I could tell y'all, but I don't make you famous.
You were so sweet.
You know, I don't need to pipe stuff up. Like, even that situation, like, I know I'm not the type of person that needs anybody to be, you know what I mean, taking my battles with me. But let there have been somebody else. They'd be like, oh, look at this bitch. That's what they was doing the whole time. Like, this bitch got fake pictures, fake naked pictures. And I'm like, they got fake. But you know what I mean? Trying to get people to pipe them up, and that's what was so funny about even that situation, like the people who was piping them up, really didn't even care, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, like, when certain things don't really, like, you, like, especially, like, something real petty, like, somebody arguing on the internet, if you hyping up an internet fight, you definitely need to be shot, like, that's all I'm going to say. Like, that's bullshit.
I mean, y'all be seeing on World Star videos, they always be the girls fighting, then they be like, yeah, girls talking shit on Twitter, girls talking shit on Facebook. People really be getting beat the fuck up for that.
Right.
Yeah, like, don't do that. People think they safe or something. You can't hide behind the computer for long. But we can't hide behind these bankers for long either. I'm just here with y'all from the beginning here for the show. I'm trying to hear some music. Can we play something from Knowledge? Yes, we can.
All right, we about to get into the one, No Excuses. This song called Boom Bye Bye. This song really a banger right here. So make sure you look them up and get the song, whatever.
Man, bad man. What kind of playtime? Yeah, blood clot, brother.
Money Moss on the track. Now I'm killing your hope. Homo MCs, kill yourself, I'm handing out rope. State of emergency and there's nowhere to run. Exorcism this morning came out of spirit of fun. Thoughts is super lyrical, the mind is metaphysical. Fast in this game and the bars are so spiritual. Time to get rid of you, waiting for the takeover. Game got ugly, it's time for a makeover. Playtime is over, the vet is in the building. About to call diapers, how I'm killing all these children. Patience was a virtue, my silence is a killer. My flow is high octane, it's best that you should fill up. Boom, bye, bye, no time for play. Alright, 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 they gon' learn today.
Chillin' with your bitch, if the hood is unfamiliar, I'm chillin' with a grip, and the villain from the rip had to unleash it. Mike Tyson on the beat, watch me one piece it. Choke smoke to the blow, coughing lung pieces. I swear I get it from my pop, watch your son piece it. Man, I was told that when you get done with a bum, you treat him just like a drum and beat it until it's numb. Blood escapes your head and you're done. Heart pumps, no fear, just beer and some rum. Voice box full of bass and a snare on my tongue. Them steppers almost dead, don't be scared when they come. Get prepared for the one. It's motherfucking number one. Any competition, watch me motherfucking bend them up.
Fans, even with your chick, I can't stand. Yeah, I guess I smashed cause she got her ass in my hand. Breast in my face and this chick looking thirsty. Now her man mad in the squad when I'm murky. You can dead that, y'all really wanna try it. Keep it 100, you don't wanna see a riot. I'm getting paper in y'all pockets on a diet. Putting off my people is a job, y'all should try it. Saying y'all getting bread with most of y'all lying. Most of y'all driving, I'm tearless flying. Super sad face, while y'all all sighing. I'm putting out hits and I'm barely even trying. No.
I was
okay. Yeah. We in here. And we out here. Where y'all at? I don't see y'all niggas. Fuck. Scotty.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are. In the summer, you too old for this shit, Danny Glover. White girl trying to get that ass up. I just take the pussy, I don't mask up. I'm deep in the streets, check my.
We are back. Welcome to the Heat Wave Show on Felicia Radio. Scorch on the line. Scorch.
Yo, what's up?
All right, we about to take this call. 267-607, you are now on air.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? Welcome to the Heat Wave Show, bro.
What's up with y'all?
Who's this?
It's Shizzy Mac.
What part of Philly from? Who?
Uptown, West Oak Lane, Shizzy Mac.
Okay,
Shizzy Mac.
That's Shizzy.
Yeah, well, what's up with you?
So how you feel about, you know, people spicing everything and dicking all the time? I mean, you already know, like, I already know you've been into a lot of situations.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So go ahead and elaborate on it.
Yeah, I mean, like, this one boy named DJ Fats, he was talking all this trash and stuff, but I ain't gonna get in that, but, like, I don't like people, like, when they spicing and shit, that shit ain't thorough.
True. Young boy Doobie Wildin'.
Yeah, man.
That's what
you mean. Yeah, it's my man. If he trying right now, like, stop exposing me and stuff, like, but I ain't, man.
Hold on. But I ain't managing that artist, so you're not going to slam him on the radio. But let's just talk about the topic in general, though, you know. Like, how you feel in general about people?
Like,
taking,
no,
you know?
We don't want to give nobody wrong, like, no free publicity. No free publicity on the show.
I mean, it ain't thorough, though, like.
Yeah.
Who does that? Unless you're really going to throw down, there ain't no spice needed.
Right, true. Hey, shit, you got an Instagram or a Twitter or anything? Like, what you do? You make music? What you do?
I make bangers, you feel me? Party Crushers Entertainment, Teamwork Music Group. I mean, you can follow me on Twitter at DJ Shizzy Mac 215, and my Instagram is DJ Shizzy Mac 215 _ PKE. Look me up and all that. You're going to get me up there.
Okay,
happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all too.
Okay, so I mean, we got some insight from the younger crowd. See what they're saying. I'm trying to hear what some of the older folks got to say about this. You know, it seems like the term "dickie" came from younger people. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see what the older folks got to say. Dirty plus. You know.
Let's
the
take this
folks.
Call.
I'll see the old folks over here.
All right, 215-883. You are now on. Hello? Hello? All right, guess
okay.
Not.
Missed call?
Yeah. Wait, let me take this. 484-461. You are now on air.
Crap.
Hey.
Hey.
What's your name and where you from?
My name is Alexis and I'm repping Uptown in Philly.
Oh, man. Uptown tonight in the building, I see.
And the T is on here, too, if you know me. That's my little hype sister.
So how you feel about the topic?
All right, so I feel like I really, like, if you're a dick eater, then, like, that's just not cool because you shouldn't be, like, doing it, period, because it's just not right. Like,
right.
Hello?
Yeah, so have
you
ever been...
Oh, my God, I'm on the air. I'm through the air. How are you doing? I love you guys.
Wow. Y'all fans, okay.
Who's talking to me?
That's Scorch. Scorch the Torch on Facebook. You already know.
Okay. I want to give a shout out to Lexus Leanne. And Alexis Bindo, Ronnie Bindo, all day. And this, I want to give a shout out to the station, my mom Robin, my dad, everybody that's behind.
That was too cute. Shout out to everybody out of the building. Show I love everybody. But yeah, make sure you get a chance to elaborate on it, because sometimes you might have a situation that you need to vent out, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because people want to blast a little bit, because I really want to let everybody know it's corny. Like, definitely it's corny. Like,
right. You
playing yourself, paying attention to shit that ain't got nothing to do with you. And like DJ Shizzy Mac said, if it's going down, you don't need no spicing.
Right. Oh, yeah, so anyone who just turned in, this is the Heatwave Show with Scorch Flames, Honest Fire, and Brick Rack Graphics. Tonight's topic is spicing situations up in Dickie, and you know, that shit is in the way for real. People do it all the time. Instagating is worldwide. It's on the news, on TV, Worldstar, social websites, all that, you know.
Yeah, look out for Honest on TV soon.
Shout out to Honest Fire.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have Diamond Spotlight TV coming real soon, so we'll have the details. Just to let you guys know, we want to step it up with entertainment and, of course, the Heatwave Show, where you can hear all bangers and get a chance to be heard, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, I appreciate you guys and all the music you got on the switchboard, so make sure you get to some of the music. Answer some more callers. I'm still chilling here with y'all. It's actually hosted by Brit and Scorch. I'm just like in the background feeling old, so I'm about to hang up. So you know, I don't feel old. I'm just joking. Y'all doing great. I love y'all.
Love you too, Honest. Oh wait, Honest. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I remember a little instigation situation that happened with you with a young man named Georgia Head at the studio.
Oh, no, we is not going to talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
No.
Don't start airing somebody out.
I'm done with y'all. No, we is
Let's
not
talk about that. Like, I had the camera out.
No. It was the reason I made you delete your video. And
I deleted it. Yeah, I'm just saying, though, like, that was a form of spicing up, though. We ain't going to Brit scene and everything.
Yo, listen. Yeah, but you know what? Seriously, sometimes people spice up situations just for their own amusement. You know what I'm saying? And then it's not fair that it will actually piss off the right person. You know what I mean? Like, you want to spice up a situation, it might get you kicked out someplace, stuff like that. But, no, I don't want to elaborate too much. But definitely all artists be on deck. We have Juke Joint Radio Diamond Spotlight Showcase December 16th. Definitely call 215-839-8186 if you want to register to perform. Hit up Brit Red or Scorch Flames. And you got to change your Instagram back to something simple, because I don't even know your Instagram name right now. I'm like,
his Instagram name is the Banger.
It's the Banger, you know.
That's
good job, man.
I ain't even gonna say it. I ain't even gonna pipe it up, yo. But,
yes.
Good job. Well, do you have any announcements, Mr. Scorch, before we go into another caller? Because I think we finally got the 267-463 on deck.
Well, I do have one more announcement. This weekend, or this Saturday, actually, come through to Sneaker Villa. That's the 24th, I believe, to the shoes. What is it, Brittany? No, maybe you can fill me in.
Oh, shoes for school. Basically, coming to Sneaker Villa Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. with a good pair of shoes, so they can donate to homeless people, homeless little kids in school, whatnot. And they trying to raise
over 2,000 shoes for
a school bus. Every 2,000 they get, they get a school bus to take kids on trips. Like every $2,000, every 2,000 shoes, they get one school bus donated to them for to take kids on trips to colleges and whatnot. Also, this Friday at Club Blur, Black Friday, slide through. Hit me up, ASAP, Scorch with the Torch on Facebook. To get on my
guest list. You gotta get people on your guest list?
I got people on my guest list, Brett, chill. Also, one more thing. I got a new dance suit coming out. Check us out. We got a school tour coming up. Explosive content. Hey. That's all I got to say.
Nice. Yeah, we got to get you on some of these videos we got coming up soon. But sure. I want to show y'all some love to my regular Philly Shine artist. I do have some crazy music. You definitely check out Philly Shine Radio tomorrow at 11. But I do want to take this one caller. You keep calling in but getting disconnected. 267-463. You're on live on the Heat Wave Show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm Whitney. I'm from West Oak Lane.
Whitney.
Oh,
hey,
Frank.
Hey, Whitney.
Oh, man, they got Whit on here. Okay.
Hey, guys. All right, well, I'm talking about this topic because I've been dealing with a bunch of dick eaters lately.
Go in, Whitney. Go in.
Okay,
oh,
okay. Well, all right, well, it's this little thing I was friends with, and she decided to tell me, this is how she was spicing up the situation. She told me, first of all, we was in the car, and she going to say, why didn't you ask me when we was in the car instead of writing it on Facebook? I said, because when I asked you in the car, you kept saying it wasn't about me. So I was getting accused having sexual relations with her little ex-boyfriend. Mind you, he wasn't even claiming her, and he stopped talking to her because he found out it was a nigga. It wasn't even a girl. It was the whole tranny.
Oh,
not even a tranny. It's a cross-dresser. And this little thing, she going to tell me I was having sex with him. I was really irritated because I told her, I said, just like you go around having sex and sucking everything, I think I'm obligated to do the same thing. So why can't I do it? And I said, don't get mad at me because I'm a girl. I can twerk. I can pull my pants down. They're going to see a little cooch. And they can't do that with you. Like, she really irked me. Yes, and she can't get no bands because she can't dance. She irked my face. Like, she really irked my face. Because this is dealing with her, I met her through my friends. And there's been so much drama with this girl. And she just constantly in my face. I'm like, I let you stay in my house. You ate my food. You wore my clothes. And you're a dude. I say at the end of the day, you cannot get serious with straight dudes. How you a tranny and you don't like faggots?
No shit.
What?
See, that's
what you're talking with me, man.
I would love to really put this person on blast because that's not cool. Like, hiding who you are and you get that will get you real fucked up. That's tightening up the situation
right,
too much.
To the mix.
They talk about
me,
it.
It got to the point. I'm like, all right, at the end of the day, I'm a girl. You can't get mad because I'm having sex with a nigga. She gonna say, well. Then my other friend put a situation. She said, that's like you, because my best friend Alicia, I know her for 9 years, name, tatted, mm-hmm. everything. She said, that's like you being in love with your little ex-boyfriend, and she lives on Rugby. We picking her up. We picking her up from Gilbert. I said, at the end of the day, Alicia's my best friend for 9 years. I'm not going to let no dude, my ex at the time, come between our friendship. I said, I didn't even know this thing for 3 months. I don't care if I'm having this. I said, at the end of the day, Facebook has made this world small. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody wants to know everybody. I can do what I want. I'm grown. I got my own crib. I pay my bills. Who you want to tell me who I can have sex with?
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. Well, definitely stay sucker free with all that shit. And most times you don't even have to address losers when you especially got more. Like you, like I said, while I'm sitting on my high horse, I tell a bitch you ain't riding. So I definitely fuck with somebody who got their own. And you can't
right.
let nobody get in your way. And that's still a man. Get your brother to beat him the fuck up or something. Like get a cousin or something. Like, take care of him.
I'm not even gonna let my little brother
it's
waste his time. Like, you just, mind you, whatever, just called my friend asking, can she come down West Philly to bring her some sweatpants and some boy clothes because she got to go to her grandparents' house. You going house to house because you don't want to stop dressing like a girl. You can live at your mom's house. You just got to stop dressing like a girl.
But you know what? Seriously, and then I'm gonna say this as a real RuPaul Drag Race fan. Sometimes, you know, I watch it sometimes. it's hard for them. But I could never be close to that person because they're dealing with a big confusion. And
that's my life in jeopardy because I know you're a nigga.
You
and I'm letting I'm around people
it.
That you're talking to, and I'm not
no
saying nothing to them about it.
Whitney, this is my advice. You cannot help everybody. You know what I'm saying? Especially a person that's confused about their sexuality and their identity, whether if it's a person confused about being a hoe and thinking that it's okay. Or, you know what I mean, different things, because a lot of people go through delusions and they're confused. You can't help her.
Britt, you know who I'm talking about too, Britt.
I know. But look, Whitney, all right. All right, you always befriend people again after they done did some crazy shit to you.
True.
Honestly.
You
honestly
know.
Think that you will ever be cool with her again? Let her spend the night with
your friends. Don't act like you didn't even know I was born. Don't say nothing to me. I don't have nothing to say to you.
Yeah, stay away. You can't. That person needs Jesus or his big break. You never know. You know? So
it needs to go.
It just needs to go.
Oh, man.
Well, thank you
it's
so
like
much
Dom. Like, I let her come to my house. You call my phone. After I already knew you stole clothes from me before when I was staying down at Exclusive House, I befriended you again. I dropped the grudge. You come to my house asking, can you wash clothes? The little whore you on Tiffany Hall. My
little
girl's 15.
Oh, shit.
Wait, we're not promoting
everybody.
Anybody. We're not going to be promoting
15.
These hoes.
I'm just saying, y'all got to be. You can just can't tell them
shit.
She's 15, you guys. But they came to my house trying to wash clothes. They brought a mouse. A mouse hopped out their bag into my house. I'm like, really? And then she still
goes. Oh, motherfucking now to beat her ass.
And
then,
I did,
and she's still so close. Well, definitely, thanks for calling in. Stay sucker free, and tune in next time for the Heat Wave show. We definitely appreciate you tuning in. We want to give everybody a chance to show love, and plus we got all these bangers we want to play.
Right.
Let's check out another caller. I appreciate that because sometimes it's frustrating dealing with low lives, but you can't help everybody. Should you tough yourself, especially when people supposed to have fundamentals like clean clothes,
right.
No mice. Like, come on, man.
All right, 215-883, you are now on air.
Yo, what's up? Y'all already know this Fats.
Who this?
It's this Fats.
Okay, Fats. Everybody.
Yeah, y'all already know I'm on air. Retaliate to the board, DJ Shitty Mac.
We not
whatever his name
that,
is.
Bro.
It's like, though. But I don't even know, boy, like.
You said you doing what?
He's spicing, though.
Yeah, the boy, Shizzy Mac, they call him.
No, that's not his name. Yo, it's Shitty Mac.
We ain't going to do that.
Whoa,
we ain't going to call
that
anymore.
Whoa. Relax yourself. Have some respect because on some real, he was trying to just, you know what I mean, vent a little bit. So you come in here saying, oh, he piping stuff up. I think what he said wasn't on the disrespectful note. He was just saying, like, he's tired of certain things, just like even Whitney. Everybody had their opinion, but you got to come to a compromise and not so much come at them, call them shitty. They didn't, you know what I mean? That's not cool. Come on.
Speak
your mind, you know what I mean? Think about it a little bit. You wanna keep drama going? No. Like, you just got to keep it. Keep the truth, please. Goddamn.
Fitz, what you
are?
You
want
to be a dick eater, too?
Yo.
don't you rap, make music? Like, put your info out there. What you do?
You already know. I'm a producer. I make music. I DJ, rap, everything. I can sing a little bit. You already know.
Multi-talented.
Right, shout out to Twitter and everything for everybody. Your Twitter, your Facebook.
You got Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. What's that?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at Pockets_Fats. Instagram, Sosa_Fats. Can't have me on Facebook, but... Still look out my
page. Everybody, Fats is my artist. I'm trying to put him out there. He got instrumentals on deck. You know what I'm saying? I manage him. If you need him for any collabs, anyone listening, get at me, get at him. You know, we're going to work with y'all. He upcoming. Teamwork, Team No Sleep, all that. But anyway, look. All
right.
What's your thought on the topic, you know? Dickie and the spicing up in general. I mean... Like, me and you from around the same way, we've seen that a lot between each other and shit, between, you know, a lot of people. But what
day.
You think
it's,
about
it's
it?
It's every day, like, everybody. Every day.
True.
Everybody, dick in his life, like. can't get mad at them, because once upon a time, you did it before.
Yeah, everybody did do it at one point. But sometimes
nowadays everybody consider everything diggy, you know. So
you gotta
definitely put a difference to it, a definition to it. Cause it's not all. Cause even showing somebody love and somebody like, oh, you diggy,
yeah,
that's corny. But
yeah,
like,
everybody
when you really
like
in the middle of somebody's drama, that's wrong. Like, you corny, playing yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to everybody tuned in. We're going to play some more music, answer the calls. The phone lines is going crazy. Shout out to everybody listening in. And it's not all about really putting anybody on blast tonight. It's about venting about situations. Because sometimes you got to get things off your chest, let everybody know how you feel and shit to get that respect. You know what I mean? For real. Like, respect is definitely something that you got to demand in certain situations. You know what I mean? So, big up to everybody on the switchboard showing love, live on the show. I definitely got to say we've shown love to everybody. And if we have some artists who want to perform in the Juke Joint Radio's Diamond Spotlight Showcase December 16th at Club Voltage, definitely hit us up here. Hit me up on Twitter at HonestFire, HONEST. PHRA. I'm getting ready to go out, and I might as well play my song before I go out and show you guys some love, because I feel as though that y'all got it. So I'm just going to fall back and just listen and let y'all get to these callers and handle this stuff, because that dicky shit has got to stop. Like, won't y'all focus on making some money? They got to bring some
right.
fucking shoes out to Sneakerville on Saturday. You know what I mean? Do something better with yourself so you can separate yourself from motherfuckers that's dick eating, for real. Like, that shit ain't gonna get nobody nothing but fucked up.
Taking over, you know we all with hammers, minus the bacon.
Welcome back to the Heat Wave Show with Brick Bread Graphics and Scorch with the Torch. And we got Young Jersey on the phone.
Okay, Young Jersey, what's up with you, bro?
What's good?
What's good, bro?
I'm chilling, man, actually in the mix. I got some good news today. One of the producers, his name Andre Bell, wanna work with me. I mean, he done did stuff for Drew Hill. He's working with P. Diddy right now. Obviously the flame I've been spitting been getting some recognition, you get what I'm saying? So I'm feeling lovely right now. So it's
check
y'all.
You out.
As you should. Big props to you, bro.
Hey, thank you.
So I mean, tell all the other callers what you do exactly for the people who don't know. And, your Twitter information, all that, what's coming up.
For people who don't know, you get what I'm saying? The name Young Jersey, Swagger Time Nation, that's the movement. You know, I rap and sing. You know, I got my little street team movement going on. Y'all can check me out on YouTube at Swagger Time Nation. That's SWAGGATIME Nation. You get what I'm saying? Y'all can Facebook me at Derek Young Jersey Butler. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely get it rocking. You know what I mean? I do a lot of stuff. Y'all need somebody to perform, hit my deck. You know what I'm saying? That's all
what's
it is.
What's your number out there?
It's 267-591-8480. You know what I'm saying? Come check me out this Friday. I'm performing at Club Blur. You know what I'm saying? Where Asia Star is going to be popping. You know what I'm saying? Just come through.
I'm going to see you in there, bro.
Definitely. I got a heavy weekend going on right now. You know what I mean? Friday, I perform with Agent Star. That's Club Blur. Saturday afternoon, I got a rap battle. That's down 40 for Lancaster. You know what I'm saying? Sunday, I got my music video shoot. So, you know, it's I'm blessed right now. You get what I'm saying? That's how I feel.
What's up? I'm trying to be a video girl right now.
Come through. You get what I'm saying? Come through. It's definitely going to be love.
All right. So how you feel about this topic tonight? You know, people spicing shit. Dick eaters, shit like
piping
that.
Piping up shit.
Because everybody been through it before.
All right, hold on. Give me one second. I feel like, my wife step outside the door. I feel like this, as far as the whole dick eating thing, you get what I'm saying? I ain't going to aim it towards a specific person, but I'm going to aim it towards a lot of these hip-hop heads, you get what I'm saying? Since we talk about music and we playing music today. I don't like when people hype a artist that's corny as shit because y'all feel as though they got swag. Swag is nothing to me, you get what I'm saying? A lot of people listen to music, but they don't actually listen to music, you get what I'm saying? Like, niggas are really dicky to artists that's not even really that good, but an artist that's really talking about something, they're not going to push them whatsoever. Perfect example. J. Cole hot as shit. Do you see them pushing this shit like that? But they'll push a motherfucking Roscoe Dash or Waka Flocka, or even Gucci, niggas who nowhere even in comparison with this man. They'll push this shit further. Oh, he the hottest rapper out. Them niggas the hottest rapper out. Niggas don't even be talking about nothing in their music. You know what I'm saying? But niggas a dick eat them because they listen to the beat, but they don't listen to the lyrics. You get what I'm saying? I'm a nigga. I mean, I learned hip-hop, the real hip-hop. You get what I'm saying? You had to be nice to get recognition. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, hip-hop was all about your lyrics. If you wasn't talking about shit, they wasn't listening to you. Nowadays, you don't even got to talk about shit. All you got to do is have a hot-ass beat. Niggas will say you're the best thing in the world, as long as your beat not. I can get
chill,
a check.
Chill.
I can get on a check right now. River, I feel like I can get on a check right now. And say,
Jersey,
suck a dick a thousand
don't
times.
Say no name. Don't say no name.
Like,
no,
everybody's
going to
say no name.
Don't say no name.
I'm just saying, I can hop on the beat right now and say, suck a dick a thousand times and have a hot-ass bass to it. Everybody, I think, is the hottest song out. And I don't see nothing. You get what I'm saying? So that's
true,
how I feel
true.
As far as these artists out here now and for artists who are listening, you know what I'm saying? I don't knock no artists, but I feel like if you're not speaking about nothing, if you can't spit conscious rap or something that's when you go to labels and sit down like I have and, you know what I'm saying, they're going to look for that. If you come in with something that everybody else is coming with, you're going to be looked at as a minority. They're not going to really, they're not going to look at you as they, all right, this is an artist who stand out to us. This is an artist I'm going to use. They're going to look at you like you average. You get what I'm saying? So far, you got a friend out there, and you get what I'm saying? I'm going to say this based like this. If you're a friend out there and you got a friend who rap and do music, and you know they not good, but you pipe their music, stop doing that. It's a difference between, you know, being there for your friends and making your friend look bad in other people's eyes. You get what I'm saying? You say you help out, you ain't doing nothing. Your dick eating is making your friend look more retarded. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And then when they start getting in front of people who big name, you get what I'm saying, who got real names out here, that's going to make him look dumb. Like, damn, they hyped you up all the way to get here, and then that's going to crush their dreams because you was that friend that didn't want to keep it real with them. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you separate the real from the fake. You get what I'm saying?
Definitely.
A lot of people do that. A lot of artists out here, they want to rap because they man rap. Dick eating. You see what I'm saying? Oh, my man rap. I'm about to start rapping right now. Get in it and then don't take it serious. There's artists out here like me who take this shit serious. You get what I'm saying? I don't need nobody dick eating me. I sit in the crib. I do my music myself. I got my buzz because I push myself. I've been in front of labels because I push myself. I ain't had nobody dick eating me. You get what I'm saying? It wasn't until I started getting a name for myself where niggas start saying, yo, this nigga nice, and then they start wanting to rock with me. Back then, when I was young, well, niggas didn't dick eat me. They told me I sucked. They told me I sucked. And I always was hot. Just because they was dick eating off somebody else they thought was better. Now it's funny, right? Them same motherfuckers who said the same thing. Now them niggas like, yo, Jerry's, you hot. Yo, when are you going to give me a mixtape? No, you cool. You know what I mean? You want my stuff downloaded. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so what sets you apart from all other artists, though?
What sets me apart because a lot of artists nowadays inside hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? A lot of dudes is not lyrical. You know what I'm saying? If
right.
I was to spit something to y'all right now, compared to a lot of artists that might get on this show, if I get on my lyrical tip, I'm going to have niggas looking at me like, yo. You know what I'm saying? I done it before.
All right, well, look, we got four of your songs right here, Devil on My Shoulder, Let It Go, Ready or Not, and Work. Which one you trying to let everybody hear to see, like, where your skills at?
Play that work. Play that work. Once they hear that work and they hear how versatile I am, you know what I'm saying?
Though?
That work song, huh?
What song? You said the work song?
Yeah.
It's called Work.
Okay.
Play work and let them hear that. I can make bangers and I can get lyrical. On Work, what made me stand out, what made a lot of people like me about that song was because of the fact no matter, I switched it up on them. I kept switching my flow. I ain't stay with no one flow. I just constantly kept switching.
All right, well, thanks for calling. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Thank you. You know it's all love at the end of the day.
We about to get into Work by Young Jersey.
Work. I'm on my job. I put in work. Little mommy dropping low in that mini skirt. And she a diva. I'm talking a whole model. Sitting with them ballers. Sipping gold bottles. Work. I told her.
Work.
Work. I told her.
Work.
Look at the coupe, that's Lamborghini doors. And 26s on that bitch, I caught my shit in fours. I tell a girl to shake that ass when she hit the floor. Fuck her intelligence business before I hit the door. Yeah, to the niggas stacking like thunder, make it easy like CV. Make a lot of niggas wonder how I take that fucking girl and make shorty give me the number. I'm just spread out the plunger, lay that tight just like a plumber, huh? Niggas know that I'm sick with the flow. Like a moose swing, I'm switching the flow, man, I'm getting the dough. Car collision, you mad from the way that I'm hitting your hoe. Put some dick in your hoe, gotta give for the gas. A lot of niggas mad that I'm getting the chance, man, I'm getting the cash. I'm fucking bitch once, guarantee that ain't no getting the back. Young Jersey, flow is so retarded. Niggas say I'm nice, I tell them niggas I'm an artist. I told her stop playing and twerk me. That mean mommy hit the floor, I told her.
Jersey,
I'm on my job, I put in work. Little mommy dropping low with that mini skirt. And she a diva, I'm talking a whole model. Sitting with them ballers, sipping gold bottles. Work. I told her. Work. I told her. I'm getting money, nigga, add it up. I'm on my job, cause the work I'm bagging up. Oh, you a goon? Why the hell you backing up? My swag on deck. You mad as fuck. A bad bitch Puerto Rican like a bird. Church to be tweaking. Fuck from Monday through Friday. My dick long as this weekend. But niggas are trying me, they die. Tripping that rest and I'm letting it fly. One through your back and that's one through your eye. Cause my niggas like cause we all done the ride. Wait, pause rewind and play me back. My flow rock nation, Jay-Z back. When the whole smooth like a baby back. My flow through your tube when the crazy's at. Beat the swag. Dumb word. YJ. I tell them done shirt. Money was up on my mind. Niggas didn't pay, but I'm stuck in my grind. Niggas so crazy, I'm busting in nine bullets. Once we get back in this country, it's fine. Whoa. Tell my nigga Duran, we bought the party. Shout out to Zay, shout out to Bay. Shout out my nigga named Marty. Shout out my nigga named Dre. Shout out my nigga named Deke. Shout out my nigga named Wine. Shout out my nigga named Reese. Flow hot as the devil. Niggas say that I'm a beast. See the beat, something like a sneak. From the way that I'm leaving the beat.
I'm on my job, I put in work. Little mommy dropping low in that mini skirt. And she a diva, I'm talking a whole model. Sitting with them ballers, sipping gold bottles. Work, 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 work. I told her, work, 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 work. I told her, work, work,
work, work. All right, we back. Heat Wave Radio, Scorch and Brit Brit. We about to take this call, 215-221. You are now on air.
Ew.
What's that?
What's good? Your grandma's favorite rapper on the line, man. You already know.
Oh, my God. It's Young Leaf.
What's good, nigga?
All right, so how you feel about today's topic? People always spicing shit. People always dickying.
I mean, that DKN shit is dead, dog. Don't nobody do that shit no more. Can I get 4 chicken wings for fried rice? Thank you. Yeah, like, that DKN shit, dog, that shit corny. Like, I don't like that shit at all because, number one, you spicing that other person up for what? Like, that shit is dumb. Especially if somebody spiced me up. Like, motherfucker, be taking my name, my slogan. No, we not going to do that. I'm DKing off my shit. Like, I had some twerkers DKing off my shit. Your grandpa's favorite twerkers. Whoa, pause.
Whoa.
Y'all ain't giving me no type of recognition.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Like, yep, they stole my whole slogan. There's some bullshit, like your girl. What is that, your girl's favorite rapper or some shit like that?
That's old.
I'm
man.
Like, whoa. Like,
that grandma's favorite twerker crap. Oh, granddad's, whatever. That just sounds trifling. Like, who would do that?
Yeah, that sounds like some pervert shit.
Yeah, they out of chocolate.
Yeah, shorties was on some dumbass shit. And I'm like, yo, why the fuck is they spelling my shit, dog? Then there's another name. They say Young Leafy or Young. That's another Young Leaf out here. I don't know. He spiced his stuff up. So, the other boy, Young Leaf, he known, but he not known like me. Pause. Don't nobody know about you, dog, besides, you know what I'm saying? Don't nobody know no Young Leaf besides me. When somebody say, oh, who know Young Leaf? Oh, your grandma's favorite rapper? That's the first thing they're going to say, dog. Real shit.
Right.
Because I'm really out there, like, I'm spicing myself up there to get a little bit more, doing all these shows, doing more collab features, you know, just doing what the fuck I do, you know what I mean? So that DKN shit, I wish people stop digging. That DKN shit is going to get you shot.
Yep.
Seriously.
Well, Leave.
Let's search.
Leave. I heard you had a little event today. How'd that go?
I had an event today.
Downtown, man.
That wasn't no event. That shit was just white. I just promoted, like, my mixtape. Posters and shit, like, all over. It was chilling. It was chilling. It wasn't really no event. It was just like a little promotion downtown. But it was like,
right.
It was like.
You ain't get no dick eaters down there?
No, I ain't get no dick eaters though.
Right.
Yeah, I was just doing my job, man. Just posting posters around the city.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Happy Thanksgiving.
You got a Twitter or anything, bro?
Oh, yeah. Follow me on Twitter, Young Leaf Music, man. Hit me up on Facebook, Young Leaf 89. Reverb me on Reverb Nation, Young Leaf Music. YouTube me, Leafy Buck, LEAFYBUCK. I got another performance coming up Saturday at Sneaker Villa, Germantown. You already know.
No, it's at Borden Thompson.
Oh, is that Borden Thompson? I thought it was at Germantown. I'm sorry. It's it. But, I got another joint coming up December 1st down at 68th and 20th Street down at West Oakland near Ogun's.
Uptown.
So we knocked that off. And then I got a school tour coming up, Drop the Gun school tour, which is coming up next year in January. So shout out to Mac. Shout out to my manager, James Washington. Shout out to y'all, too, Britt Bray. It's great. Y'all doing y'all thing, man. I see y'all.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, yeah, I wish you would have sent me that song you did with Hit'em. I could have played it, but, yeah.
I was so busy. It was just so crazy. Like, I've just been going, ripping and running, doing this, doing that, family things, you know what I'm saying? Getting ready for Thanksgiving. So I wasn't really in the house for real, so I couldn't really send it to my laptop or none of that. So. But I got you.
All right, man.
I got you.
All right, shout out to Young Leaf. Shout out to Honest Fire, Philly Shine Radio. All right, let's take this next caller at 215-715. You are now on air with Scorch and Brick Brett on the Heat Day Show.
Yo.
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 You already know who this is, Brick Brett.
Who is this?
It's your man, Dougie. You already know who this is.
DJ Dougie?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you got DJ Dougie in
the Yeah, I know them.
All right, so how you feel about today's topic?
How everybody feel. Nobody like that. That's drawing. Right. Like, the niggas be like, cop blocking, that's dead.
Cop blocking is a form of dicking, though.
I was going to say, what cock blocking I do with spicing?
It is a form of dicking, though.
Yeah, that. Spicing, like, that'll get you treated. Spicing, so.
That should get you down, for real.
But the thing is with spicing, like, all right, like, if you got beef with somebody or whatever, and, like, you just chilling, though, and then somebody just be like, yeah, you not going to say nothing to her, though, da-da-da-da, whatever, like, you not going to pay attention to them spicing because they putting all this stuff in your head that's going to make you come at the person who got a problem with you.
I mean, yeah, but so everyone don't see it as that, though.
Yeah, that part of somebody here, that's somebody, oh, yeah, you a nut, baby. Peer pressure, that's what it is. Kind of shake it to your head, then do whatever. That's what
yeah.
That's what weak-minded people. The weak-minded people give into that.
Right.
So yeah. So everybody, what you do? Put out your Twitter, Facebook,
yeah,
SoundCloud, all that.
Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at TheRealDJDougie. Instagram TheRealDJDougie. TheRealDJDougie. Have me on the book, Dougie Chapman, Mac. And I ain't no flash mob, but I just can't change my name.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to you. Thanks for calling. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, bro. All
right, yo, hit me up.
I got you.
All right, now, it's been this other caller who's been on hold for a minute. I'm so sorry. 267-229, you are now on air. 267-229. Hello.
How about the 215-600 number? That's on there.
215-600. All right, then we about to take this 845-665 number. You are now on Brick Brett and Scorch.
Hello.
Don't be pressing one if y'all want to talk. Start acting shy and whatnot.
Right, we don't got time for all that.
All right, but look, we about to go into what,
a music break.
Yep, another
play,
young jerk. Oh, yeah. You want to play your song?
Yeah, play that joint, man. Spin that joint, you already know.
All right, shout out to Reese Rowe and Other Bull.
Oh, that's crazy.
No, what's his name?
Are you talking about Young Tech?
Oh, yeah, shout out to Reese Rowe and him. This Body is a Bomb,
produced by
Scorch. Scorch is Torch, Scorch Flames.
Let's go.
Scorch! Ha ha! It's Reese Rowe, Young Jack, I see you. I said her body is a bomb, her body is a bomb. And I swear to God, they should get it from my mom. Surely you a dime, put your number in my palm. We can take the time, cause you see the baby wine. Her body is a bomb, her body is a bomb. Her body is a bomb. For it, but it's kind of hard to find. Yeah, it's Reese Rell. You can ask your mom. I'm a favorite rapper, even after all the time. Your man a hater, I'll see you later like Rob. Shorty taking, I'll be the best in the pie. These young faking, why you faking like why? I'm always taking, you can catch me in the sky. I'm as good as the rest of them, but as bad as the worst. So don't test me, baby girl, bad, listen, left me. I'm just trying to blow that thing up.
But I said her body is the prime, her body is the prime. And I swear to God, think she get it from my mom. Shorty, you a dime, put your number in my palm. We can take the time, cause you take it, baby, why? Her body is the bomb, her body is the bomb. Her body is the bomb, body is the bomb. Her body is the bomb, her body is the bomb. Her body is the bomb, body is the bomb. Sick, boom, her body in the bed. Get into the cash, yeah, we need a fast. Pop a couple bottles, shorty brought her own glasses. We be getting wasted, rockstar status, so bad. Make a younger wife on the first night. Get some training wheels, you can ride me like your first bike. You can't jump off the wood like a termite. We live and we learn, right? So we learn sight. Hands up,
hands up.
Put your hands up. If you know you the bomb, then girl, stand up. If you know you the bomb, then girl, stand up. Okay, your body is a bomb. 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 Girl, your body is a bomb. Your body is a bomb. Your body is a bomb. Girl, your body is a bomb. Her body is a bomb. Her body is a bomb. And I swear to God, think she get it from my mom. Show you a dime. Put your number in my palm. We can take the time, cause you take it, baby, why? Her body is a bomb. Her body is a bomb. Her body is a bomb. Body is a bomb. Her body is a bomb. Her body is a bomb. Body is a bomb, body is a bomb.
Scorch.
DJ Scorch, bro. So, you know.
I was over here jamming with Matt.
Yeah, that joint is a banger right there. That's an insta banger right there, you know.
Anyway.
Look, man, for anyone that just tuned in, you tune into the Heatwave Show with Philly Brit Brat and the Scorch Flames, me. You know, we got, like, you know, we had a lot of upcoming talent calling in tonight. We're looking for some more. Spread the word, y'all, whoever listening. Tonight's topic is Dickie and Spicin' pipe arting, I mean, pipe art, pipe artists. And you know what? DJ Dougie definitely did put out something right there, cock blocking. That definitely is a form of Dickie right now. Like, that's really, like, I mean.
People always cock block.
Of course, but that's still a form of, that's the, you do though, that's crazy. But anyway, we're not going to talk about that though. But that's,
y'all mellows be drawing, trying to hit anything, especially y'all be trying to come in my friends. I'm not going to let y'all hit. Of course, I'm not cock block.
I'm not even talking about just that. Though. I don't know what you're talking about. You start talking about other stuff. But anyway.
Whatever.
But yeah, cock blocking can be like, no, just throwing dirt on someone else. Like say if I'm talking to a girl. And then that's when my mans or some other nigga might see that shit happen. They be like, oh, yeah, I want her now. And then throw some dirt like, damn, yeah, that's Scorch. Yeah, fuck him. He got booked before. He a cold hard criminal. Like, no, damn, I'm not a cold hard criminal. Still, like, yeah, it's all dickie and shit. Like, that's cock blocking and dickie in the same sense. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. All right, this dude. Been begging me to play this song, so I might as well play this joint. It's a Mimi, Body Bang. The song is called Taking the Lead. We will be right back. Check this joint out. Oh, shout out to the boys Thomas.
Hey, Helen, we
rolling up leaves. They tell my roots like I grew from the trees. Bitches gon' bark at these for the trees. Go hush till I finish, I'm taking the lead. Face down, ass out. Fuck your bitch, then I pass out. Porsche room, then I blast out. Thought about a trip, lay your ass out. But I'm on one. Got my heart broken, I spawn some. Bitches just meant that I'm awesome. I get you hit with no cause done. I'm a boss, son. Bitches is broke, niggas the same. I always do me, I stay in my lane. You high as a kite and I'm flyer than planes. You see I make moves and I see you play games. Swaggers or pills and my flow's insane. Bitches dicky like they giving me brains. Flow so tragic and it's automatic. Niggas is bitches and they are dramatic. Gucci and Prada that lay on my fabric. The money's my habit and you want no static. Respect is my goal and I come with a package. You bitches is broken, you bitches pathetic. Stand on my own, don't you ever forget it. The shit that I do, I would never regret it. Little book Betty bounce right back. Blow right now, but I get it right back. Run up on a nigga, put the gun up to a nigga. Let it say so five and it's some take six. Dope, tell me can't taste that shit. Automatic shells, can you taste that clip? Flow cocaine, now my name ring bells. Can you hear that shit? Did you take that slip? Franco, Nova Jane, no pain, that shit. Low key, bro, pain, ring, James, that bitch. Pass lip scars, exotic in the jars. Higher than a spaceship, cruising the stars. Bitches so fake, I can see it from the far. And I got no pick, full strings guitar. But I can't stand Earth, stayed on Mars. Nicks it aloud, cause I couldn't stand jars. Nicks bitch made, no moves, park car, low key. Motherfucker, and I owe so hard. Ask what I am, tell them I'm the greatest. Mixed with Haitians, fuck some basic. Dodging bullshit like the Matrix. Stop the hating, smoke weed, low patience. All the nations, bad bitch, and she naked. Never chasing, throw a party, fuck it up. Get a play shit, I don't give a fuck. Got my money up, low key, cut check. Get your shit up.
Rolling up leaves, they come out roots like I do from a seed. Bitches are bars that they speak for the trees. Go hard till I finish, I'm taking the lead. Inhaling weed, rolling up leaves, they come out roots like I do from a seed. Bitches are bars that they speak for the trees. Go hard till I finish, I'm taking the lead. I'm taking the lead. I'm taking the lead. Go hard till I finish, I'm taking the lead. I'm taking the lead. Inhaling weed, rolling up leaves, they come out roots like I do from a seed. Bitches are bars that they speak for the trees.
Go hard till I finish, I'm taking the lead.
Pappin' nigga, askin' nigga, my head is better than your rapping nigga. These niggas fake, action figure. You ain't bout that action nigga. Life is a bitch and I hear from the back. Goonies all frontin' this, I'm in the back. Ride for my niggas, these niggas is facts. Money come first and these bitches come last. Better move slowly, it's snakes in the grass. Chop up with the blades, cut a nigga in half. Grab me your half, turn dance to an ounce. Leave out the house and then make the strip bounce. Phone through the pussy, I turn the block out. But that was the summer, I ain't talk about now. Gang time, tell them niggas bow down. Bad bitch, cut to the whole bow down. Give me head, I want that right now. Pussy way, I just might drown. Turn it up and then dick her down. Turn it up and then dick her down. Taking the lead, so bitch, they can see. Believe in myself, I can achieve. Yep. They told me no, but I made them believe. Yep. Helped them to see, made them agree. Mama's the same, but my papa's a G. Ask yourself, who hotter than me? Pussy lying, I'm hotter than grief. I'm hot in the booth and I'm hot in the street. If you run from the gun, you would die in your sleep. If you hating on me, you would die in your sleep. Cause I ride for my niggas, they ride for me. I ride for my niggas, they ride for me.
My roots like I do from a seed. Bitches all bother, just speak for the trees. Go hard till I finish, I'm taking the lead. I'm taking the lead. I'm taking the lead. Go hard till I finish, I'm taking the lead. I'm taking the lead. And hell and weed, rolling up leash. They tell my roots like I do from a seed. Bitches all bother, just speak for the trees.
Go hard till I finish, I'm taking the lead. See, I never hit cause I got them stacks. And I got them packs. And I got them racks. And I got them stretch. No picks, little nigga. Thought about a clip for a charge attack. Brick to the white, what you know about that? Swear so sick, attitude like a brat. Niggas talk tough cause they got a couple tests. Back 10 close friends with your foot through your back. I see through you from afar. Niggas know that you a rat. You flip work, make no profit, so we know that you don't trap. You smoke dirt, claim you high. Me, I smoke till my lungs collapse. And I'm in that trap, keep it brief from that deck. Turn up, we all know the feds that it keeps shit tapped. Grind hard, stack, bare relax. Hoes talk tough, hoes get smacked. Do it for my team, for my city on my back. Then I score the touchdown, put my city on the mat. Say you run shit, but my team run last. Bands like a dance with a hoe to do that. Self-made shit, love a bitch, never that. Stack cheese, suck gas, flip work, mouse track. Hey, stab, keep it for like an A-track. Talk tough, guaranteed, I'll erase that. Full clip, pretty bullets where your face at. And I never give a fuck, so they hate that. Smoking on Chronicles, sweat so bionicle. Talking that shit, knock you down like a domino. Bitches fuck for me like my name Geronimo. Tattoo my name right across your domino.
Yeah, that was that. We just gonna get into another song. Shout out to everybody who's still tuned in. Yeah, I'm saying press the one button if you wanna talk.
Yeah, you already know. Huh?
Next week we gotta talk about Twerk Teams, yo.
Hey man. Look, Twerk Teams,
next
I'm real like
topic
I mean,
is gonna be about Twerk Teams.
they all good, shaking their ass and whatnot. You know, that's what they get into. But, I mean, like, I'm going to keep it real. Like, if you're not shaking your ass in my face or, like, I'm not right there in the bed with you, you know.
Anyway, we about to get
into this. No, real shit, though. It's kind of irrelevant if you ask me. Shaking your ass is irrelevant. If y'all not making no real bread from it, kind of irrelevant. But, say twist, you feel me?
Oh, wait, pause. Young people want to get on the phone, talk,
I know,
whatever.
Me and my man Fess are promoting that joint. Shizzy Mac, shout out to y'all, man.
Yeah, shout out to the people who always be grinding people to fuck up on Facebook.
Shout out to Tatiana, man. I think she called in, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to take this 229 number, 267-229. You
Hello?
Are now on air.
Hello?
What's up, Britt?
What's up? Who this?
This is Kay from LOL 13.
Hey.
Okay, Kayla.
Loyalty over luxury 13 in a building.
You are
ironic.
Excuse me,
Scorch.
I want to come in and definitely shout out Sam's Flash Studios. Definitely
oh, shit.
Come through. Get y'all music done, deal 1122 Spring Garden, and call up 215-839-8186 to hit up Britt Brett or Scorch if you need some information. But I got to say, y'all doing a great job, and y'all coming up on the last half an hour, so y'all make sure y'all show this shit out. And shout out to you, the LOL Twerk Girls. That's what you
yeah.
Saying. Go
LOL
on.
Twerk Team.
Excuse me, Scorch. Let me just elaborate on what you said. If it's not in your face. First of all, I'm in a 13 and I'm a stripper, so I'm making money both ways, boo.
Hey, okay.
All right, look. Let's talk about this topic.
I can respect your hustle. That's what I'm saying. If you're not making no money doing it, then that's why I feel like
no,
you're
if you're not making no money doing it, then boo, sit down.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I just said that, didn't I?
Right.
Chill.
All right, go ahead, 13. All right, so listen, this is how I feel about dick eaters, right? I just feel like they need to log out and have a seat because who wants to have, okay, it's okay to have a pipe artist when you on stage or something, but ain't no stages around. We chilling and you dicky, and so what? What are you trying to gain out of this? I just want to know. Oh, cock blockers. Oh, my gosh. Some things. They on a higher level with Vicky, and though.
Yeah, I mean that's what people get into though. I mean, like, I think it can work both ways on females and on males, and though, you feel me?
Yeah, females and males. I ain't gonna lie, it'd be some men, female dick eaters and fucking pipe artists and
yeah, man,
doctors and shit, and it'd be mad niggas. I mean, it go both ways. Like, we're not gonna say one is worse than the other because it's a freak. Like,
of course. But I mean, like, a lot of shit that I see that come across with the cock blocking also comes with thirst, you feel me? The thirst is for anybody. Like honestly, like, I'm doing this. I feel as though, like, all that digging and whatnot is irrelevant because I'm out here. I'm not thirsty, but I'm hungry, you feel me? I'd rather be hungry than thirsty. I'd rather be hungry for success than thirsty for fame, you feel me? It's definitely a difference, you feel me? Because people get their name out there by throwing dirt on other people
or
dicking. Yeah, like, that shit is irrelevant, you feel me? That's why I will never downplay anybody for anything.
Cool.
Right.
Exactly.
It definitely,
and then, like,
on a daily basis.
Like, dick eaters, they be drawn because it be people that are, like, when somebody try to pipe somebody up or, like, dicky it off of them or whatever, and they really not what they dicky it for, like, then they start getting a big-ass head and thinking, like, oh, yeah, they saying I'm this and they saying I'm that. But there's no, boo, you're not. They just type it up. Like,
and then all that digging shit, it start a whole lot of unnecessary drama.
Right.
Unnecessary drama, yes.
And then it kind of got like a gravitational pull, pulling other people into the situation that don't even have nothing to do with it, riding and whatnot. Like,
that's when everybody just starts spicing it.
Right.
Exactly. Like, that's when everybody just starts taking the little pieces out and throwing their little sidebars in there,
right,
and everything gets blown out of proportion, and then it's like, damn, all this over you dicky in though? Like, for real?
Right. Definitely.
Balls
like
out. I don't understand. It's like,
that's
no.
like y'all. That's like the Facebook gangsters, man. Like people put a video or something on, and that's when like one person say, "Yo, that shit corny." One person say, "Like, yo, that's my man. Y'all not gonna be talking about my man." Like that's all irrelevant. Like y'all shouldn't put yourselves in those situations, you know.
Right.
Oh, no.
All right, well, thanks for showing love. Tell us about your events and all that coming up.
Shout out to LOL 13. Shout out Raw Money Records. Shout out Nell, Nas. Hold on.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, our thing right now. And shout out Rip Brand Scorch.
Yeah, Kay, I definitely been seeing you doing your thing with the modeling type thing. Shout out to you,
right,
too, making moves.
Thank you.
No problem at all. Get back at us. Oh, you, Instagram, Twitter, anything you got put out there?
Yeah, follow me on Instagram at K with two Y's _ Dior. And Facebook, y'all know. Kayla Natural Beauty Davis.
You need to deactivate that joint or something?
I deactivated it, but it's been back, though.
Oh.
Make sure you check out the videos on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Brit Brett and them joints.
Hey,
well, thanks for calling in. All right, next we're about to go to 215-498. You are now on air on the Heat Wave Show with Scorch and Brick Brett. 215-498.
Hello?
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 Yes, hello?
Who's calling?
Hi.
Hi. Tatiana calling, and I like to talk about the fact that people be dick eating like all the time. Like, I find that very truly unnecessary, for real.
Right.
Like it's not even cool, for real. Like, your dick, like, I hate when girls put up pictures about they, like, they put the pictures, like, but they show what hands, their body and stuff, but yet, like, this is just sexy.
Wait, speak up. Your phone just, like, went out. Hello?
Tatiana. Hello?
Yeah, her call just dropped.
Oh,
so, when she called back, we'll just put her back on. But
right.
We about to go to 267-519. You are now on air.
Oh.
What's up? Hey. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
All right. Let's go to this 215-821 number. You on air. What's up?
Yes, sir.
Yo.
What's up? This your boy, Buzz. You know what I'm saying? What you do?
Buzz.
What's up?
I mean, so how you feel about dick eaters, spicers, cock blockers, thirsty, all that stuff?
Oh, that's dead. I'm not into that.
True.
So that's it? Like, elaborate.
That's it, yeah. Like,
like, how is it that, like, speak your mind?
Well, I don't know. I like to fight, so you already know.
He straight came out saying he like to fight.
Hey, what happened
okay?
to stopping the violence? You,
yeah, man.
You better not
I was just
be.
Joking.
No worries.
What's your name again?
Buzz.
That's Buzz.
DJ Buzz? Oh, man, shout out to Explosive Contact in the building, man. You don't even know, man. Dancing and shit. Yo, Buzz, look, you better be there on Saturday. Actually, I can't even make it Saturday. I work. But look, man, shout out to us and shit, man.
I'll be there.
Yo, shout out to the dick eaters on Facebook right now trying to grind people up. No, you know who you is. I ain't going to say no names. You know who you are, Mr. DJ.
Yo, Buzz, but what's up, yo, like, what you got lined up? Like, I remember you telling me about a tour. You want to elaborate on it? Any dancing that stuff coming up?
Everything. You know, we got the school tour coming up. Shout out to that. Stay dancing every day, practice all the time. Stay on my grind. All
right. Oh. Right. True.
You're
going to
be at the Sneaker Villa event Saturday dancing, right?
Buzz, tear it down. Shut it down.
Right. Shut it down, Inc. Shout out to Explosive Contact, like I said. We got a lot of hot dances coming out. We got my man Buzz. He one of the hottest in the city. Yo, I don't even care what y'all call it. Y'all can call that dick and whatnot. You know, that's my man. He really hot. Like, get at him. He an entertainer of many talents. He produced all that. You know, get at him, though.
All right, well, thanks for calling, Buzz. Have a good Thanksgiving. Make sure you save me a plate. All right. All right, we about to go to the song by Super called Heaven in Hollywood. This song is a shit for real. I mean, like, if you like The Weeknd or whatever, you won't like this song. Anyway. About to take this call from 215-397. You are now on air.
Hey y'all, this is Lala
Kills. What's up with you?
Nothing, I'm just chilling. I wanted to call
in your
show some love.
That's what's up, though.
Yeah.
How you
doing? What's up, Lala?
Hey, I'm Scorch. Is that your name, right?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Scorch. I just wanted to call up here and show some love. Shout out. That was my minute job just for you, too.
True.
And,
Super.
Super, yep. Gave him the information and stuff for the call up here. Good thing I heard it. But I won just to try, you know, the Dickie situation. I mean, there's a difference between Dickie and, like, just like y'all just putting my hands right now. Like, I support him and everything, so if I hear something, I'm going to be like, that's my man, but that's not Dickie anymore.
Right.
That's my, right? But, yeah, like, there's a difference between, you know, showing love and Dickie. Because I show love all day, but you can never say I was a Dickie either.
Right.
But that's basically what I wanted to say, because a lot of people get it confused, like,
all right, well, sorry, like, what you do. I mean, I know you rapper and all, but sorry, like, who you are, how they could follow your music and all that.
So, I'm Lala Kills, also known as OG Lala. I'm a female rapper, you know, I get to that. You can follow my Instagram, The Real OG Live. But it's an underscore in front of it, so it's underscore The Real OG Live. Follow my YouTube account, Lala Chill. And basically, I'm going to be an upcoming rapper. Basically, I'm an underdog now. Nobody really knowing me, but once y'all hear my music and once y'all, like, start listening to what I do, y'all going to really fucking be real because I get it in. But
right.
That's basically it. My Twitter account, you know, we got hacked or whatever, so basically I'm off that.
Oh, man.
I ain't on Twitter.
Yo, Lala, we was actually listening to some of your music in the studio. I think when was that, Brent? The other day.
Yeah, but it wasn't mastered.
You should master your music or come side by Sound Splash with some quality work. Then you know, I'm not saying your engineering no good, but or like just come and you know step the quality up a little bit because we fuck with your lyrics and shit. But just you know, it's time to get your shit radio played and shit. You see, you're not known, but that's how you get known. You feel me?
Yeah, like I already fuck with you. You already know I could put you on whatever, but yes. So I passed Soundflash Studios, got the engineer, Dunny Engineering. Shout out to him. Follow him on Twitter at Big Face Dunny. Shout out to Honest Fire, everybody, Prada.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and if you need any new instrumentals, some hot drums, I got them on deck from my young boy DJ Fats. He was on the phone a little bit earlier. He got some hot instrumentals. Just add me on Facebook or anything through Leek Jackson. That's your man's O'Shea. He's just adding me. But, you know, I got some instrumentals for you.
Yeah, but, yeah, that wasn't my original producer. I had tried to go to somebody else. So that's basically old stuff. But when
you
start getting stuff and it's going to be mastered and mixed down, because, you know, Super is my producer. So
okay.
That's cool.
All right.
That was basically old stuff. Like, I'm going to hit y'all with some new stuff.
Okay.
All right, bet.
I'm going to be looking for it.
Okay, I'm going to holler at y'all, though. All
right.
All right, thanks for calling. Happy Thanksgiving, Smile. Stay near, please.
Happy Thanksgiving. Man, hold Brittany, yo, let's talk about this Thanksgiving, man. What? Oh, yo, I can't wait.
Come on with your fat ass.
You know, man, yo, I'm losing it, yo. I'm losing my physique. Well, you know, that's something else.
All right, we got all these people on hold. All these people on the... Well, all these people calling in or whatever. We only got 20 minutes left about, so we're just going to take these couple people. Y'all going to have to make it quick because we want everybody to speak their mind. But thanks for everybody for calling through. And shout out to Shizzy Mac. Even though he be drawing, he was tuned in for the whole drawing. But, yeah, here go another 215-397 number. You are now on air.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, that's your boy Leek O'Shea, man.
Hey, man.
Leek O'Shea.
Scorching the torch, my girl, Brett. How you doing, y'all?
What's up with you?
How are you?
What's good with y'all? How y'all doing today?
Fine. So, how you feel about the topic?
You know, I was listening earlier, and I think it was Young Jersey talking, and she was saying some real shit. I agree with everything that he was saying. You know what I mean? Because niggas be spicing their mans, and they don't really be, instead of helping them out, like, yo, you need to go back and, you know, do a little bit more work. I ain't saying I don't fuck with you. I just think I know you could get better. You know what
right.
I mean? But they be spicing their mans, and then it be the wrong one, and then they get their feelings hurt. You know what I mean? And then you out here, you assed out now because nobody really ain't even trying to hear you no more. Instead of you trying to perfect what you're trying to do, and then come at everybody, you know, with your swag and your music and your lyricalness, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I thought everything he was saying earlier, I was just listening. I couldn't get my call through, you know. But I'm here now.
I'm sorry. All right, so tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, who you are, what you do, all that.
Well, you know, it's your boy Leek O'Shea, you know. You can hit me up on SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/LeekO'Shea. You know, I'm a rapper. You know, that's what I do. That's my craft. I mean, if you're looking for lyrics, versatility, you know, a nigga that you could just fuck with on an everyday basis, I mean, holler at me, holler at my music, hit my Facebook up. I'm Leek Jackson on Facebook, but I'm O'Shea behind the mic, I mean.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know,
we should have sent some tricks. Could have played you tonight.
Listen, I got you. When I mean, if I can send some mail, I try, but I've been running around, you know, trying to help out with the whole Thanksgiving thing. You know, I'm trying to get some blessings, I mean.
Right,
and
exactly.
Make sure you and your sister come through Sneaker Villa Saturday. Even though y'all didn't send no songs, y'all probably still can't have a chance to perform. So make sure y'all just come through on Saturday. Sneaker Villa, Broaden Thompson. Bring some dusty ass shoes you don't want no more.
Definitely. You know, I want to give. Let me give a couple shout outs real quick. You know what I mean, I get off y'all, John. I want to give a shout out to my cousin Goon Grub. He should be home soon. My cousin Demo. You know, shout out to my whole squad. I ain't gonna say no names because I don't want to leave nobody out. But y'all know if y'all fucking me, y'all fucking me. We should be out here soon. Shout out to Brad and Scorch for holding shit down on Heat Wave. You know what I mean,
right?
We go shit.
Yeah, all right, thank you. Make sure you cop a shirt. Save me a plate.
Definitely, I got you, definitely.
All right, Lee.
All right. Let me give a shout out to Tatiana Percy, because she's still listening, she said, but I mean, she really into what we're doing right now. She said give her a shout out. She can't really work with it because her phone messed up, but shout out to you. Shout out to Sharon. Shout out to everybody listening to us, you know, showing us love.
Are we about to take this 760 call. You now on air. Heat Wave Radio.
Hey, best manager in the building. What's up?
Oh, my God.
Okay, we got James Washington in the building.
James Washington.
yo,
that's
how
we get through this call.
I came all the way by elsewhere, and I saw this. I thought y'all was dead.
Oh, man.
Oh.
We got our own little radio station in our cribs and shit, man. Give it a time.
Because I've been around the corner and on Limit, the poppy store and shit. So I came around here. Y'all wasn't even there, though.
Right.
But, yeah. Let's talk about this topic. Y'all already know what I'm
going to
talk about.
Hey, man. Go in. We don't got that much time left, but go in.
Oh, all right, so what's the topic? Dickie and Spicer. Shout out to everybody that, you know, do the trendsetter with Britney now. Ever since Britney been getting managed, everybody want to get managed now. Except for Bruce Fortune, you know. Everybody else, like, y'all pretty much, you know what I'm saying, like Dickie and whatever. shout out to everybody in my inbox, all the DJs and old Brandon that want to be DJ now. Like, shout out to y'all.
If the Philly BET Awards happen, make sure you vote me Graphic Designer of the Year. Vote him Manager of the Year, since everybody went to Dickie.
Yeah, everybody went to Dickie off of me.
No, matter of fact, tell everybody how they Dickie, like.
Everybody really Dickie, like, everybody really want to be, like, managed now. Everybody want to be a manager now, like, only one exclusive, like I said, is my boss, Chris. Everybody else should Dickie this now, like. I just want to be managed, like, out of nowhere, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I guess it's the new wave.
it's a new trendsetter and shit. Like, I don't even know how to manage our own lives. I'm trying to manage artists and stuff. Like,
I feel. Yeah, and it really kills me when people be grown, yeah, managed by little kids. What can a little kid do?
Like, yeah, like, Flash Mob and Young Boys, they ain't going to say no names. I mean, I can say no names, but. The people that got just being managed by Fast Mom and 6-year-old Young Boys and shit, shout out to
tell everybody about anything you got coming up, how they can reach you and all that when you got 15 minutes left.
You already know we have to put the guns in on tour. We're rolling question of opening up, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to that. We got a party coming up on the 7th, No Limits probably, or I don't know, another different club. And you know what I'm saying? My Twitter is Let's Talk_Money. Y'all want some graphics done by Red Graphics? I got 2 minutes.
I'm on my job.
Anyway, hello?
Yeah.
All right, well, James, I better see you at, you know, the Sneaker Villa thing on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll be there. All
right, Jane. Bring your moms and dads, everybody's shoes.
Bring some sneaks, too, man.
Bring them Louis. All right, thanks for calling. Happy Thanksgiving.
All
right. All right, well, we're going to see.
I'm definitely bringing my whole closet of foams that I don't wear no more, like my old ECG boots, all them Johns, you know, Jordans.
Man. Squirt's got, like, he got all these fucking shoes and shit. And
right,
he's working at a secret store. All right, let's take this call because more people want to talk, whatever. So, 267-838, you are now on air. Scorching Brett, Heat Wave Show. Hey, who this?
So sad.
Who?
Claudia.
Hi, Claudia.
Oh my God, more hey, let me stop. So, what's the topic?
Dick eaters, people spicing everything and all that.
Oh, you already know we got a lot of dick eaters out here, like for no reason.
Mhm. Oh, she disappeared. Oh, her call dropped.
Y'all get AT&T, man. It's a team to go right now. All right, let's
go. Yeah, AT&T. Well, she'll probably call back. But all right, let's take 215-455. You are now on air. Hello.
What it is, children? This your girl, Asia Star. Wham.
Oh, shit. Who is this?
Wish you heard when I said my name.
Hi.
Asia Star in the building, okay.
So what is? What's good?
Yeah, so let's talk about this topic.
Okay, what's the topic?
Dick eaters, spicers.
Oh no, see now they got to go. They got
to go. I mean like you don't got no examples that you can put out there for us, Asia?
I mean, first of all, see you got the little groupies that wanna think you know everybody in a relationship. That's one. Then you got the people that wanna get down with the get down, the swag. That's two. I mean, what other examples do you need? The world. Either haters or they fans of denial, you tell me.
Right. So I hear you're gonna be at Club Bird this Friday.
Well, hold on. Come here. I'm gonna let her tell you. Come here, Keystar.
Okay, now this is the girl Keystar. Around, I just wanted to say, for all the people that's putting their relationship statuses on Facebook, they need to calm down, because that's why y'all relationships don't work. One day you could be with Boo Boo, and the next day you with Tutu. No,
oh,
that's not
look,
true.
Look, yo, I do not think there's no effing Asia Star or
right.
Whoever.
It's not.
Bang.
That's a, yeah.
You don't believe
you get a bang
go on my Twitter right now.
They're going shizzy.
They said, oh, they were drawn. I think that was shizzy.
Yeah, acting all retarded. Anyway, we about to take this block call. Just called in. We only got like 10 minutes left, but shout out to everybody holding this down, whatever.
Strong.
All right, whoever called from the block number, you are now on air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. I want to. I just want to give a shout out to my YRRR niggas. That's my group. My other peoples. I know my bro, Uptown Chaser, was on there earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, who's this, though? Who's this calling?
Huh?
Who this calling?
This Nah.
Nah.
Huh?
Yeah, we played the Man
oh,
T.
Okay.
T earlier.
Huh?
T Jones, I think.
No,
I think
this is a whole group, but this is somebody else who's in our group.
Okay, I see. All right. Well,
how you feel about
the
topic?
Show.
Huh? Man, all that topic, man, dick eaters, man, they just pipe every little situation. Like, it's just uncalled for because streets is crazy. Like, people just dying left and right. It's, like, really uncalled for.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so everybody, what YRR is about, when y'all got any events coming up, all that stuff.
Well, YRR is just a group that we thought of, like, could we all live around each other?
What does it stand for?
All, like, just started rapping, like, we just had fun with it. And then we just thought about coming up with a group, and we thought of a name, and YRR stands for Young Rich Records. You can subscribe to my page on YouTube. Just type in YRR, Young Rich Records. Basically, like, just a group, and we just like to rap.
Sound good.
Where y'all located
good.
At?
Well, some is Germantown, North, West Philly.
Northside.
Yeah. Just all over.
Right.
See, I'm from up,
well,
shout out to everybody in Uptown.
Yeah. Uptown?
Yeah.
Yo, I was trying to party song. I would play it. Or you
Uptown
people. Shout out to Uptown. Get it popping. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to everybody in Uptown, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my bro, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my bro Uptown Chaser. Shout out to my bro Tay, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the whole East Side, you know what I'm saying? TMB, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the people from WB, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody in Uptown, like Uptown. Shout out to everybody in Philly, for real, because... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
thanks
we're
for
let
following.
Yeah. All right,
215-200, you are now on air.
Y'all know it's me. I had to come in on the end of the show. Wanted to shout out everybody on Heat Wave Radio. I mean, the Heat Wave show on Philly Shine Radio. Y'all did a good job. It's that girl, Honest Fire. Helping you guys be productive, boss shit, you know. We want to take over stuff. And then everybody, definitely stay with Brit Brant and Score Shit. Very positive, young adults, young entrepreneurs, and definitely go-getters. So I like to say everybody's done a great tonight on the show. Shout out Fans for Air Studios, Squad DJs, Drew Joint Radio, Diamond Spotlight, everybody that's part of Air It Out Radio. Shout out to Elenata Gang, Jenny, Trey Potter, Catch Wreck, Pam. You know, definitely shout out to my son. He down in Atlanta. Shout out to my mom. She down south too. I love you guys. Shout out Potter Store Major. Definitely that CEO chick running shit. All right, I'm done. Say no, I just did 1 minute ago.
Right.
I don't really talk like that. But definitely, like, shout out to everybody doing their thing. And showing love tonight on the show. What's up for next Wednesday show?
We're working on that right now, you know.
All right. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to your next show. Y'all make sure y'all tune into Philly Shine Radio tomorrow night at 11 p.m. where me and the truth teller definitely go in on motherfuckers. And our topic is a little grown. We want to talk about has anybody ever had sex on an elevator. So that's tomorrow night's topic.
On an elevator.
Damn,
how about just in the public?
No, on an elevator. Like, you got to stop that bitch. And then when you're done, everybody like, what the fuck was y'all doing? Like, y'all can't see.
There was.
I don't know. We will see what's up. We'll get grown and sexy or whatever on Philly Shine Radio. So we step it up. Definitely tune in. Same number, same place, different time. All right. Y'all go ahead and take me your callers. Shout out the show. No. Can I make a request? Yeah. I would like to request Reekin Bull, Paid in Full Haze, and Runway Rim. Don't fuck around with my young niggas. I definitely want to hear that song. That shit hot. Shout out to Benny Engineering on that joint. And I want to say, I can't
wait
to get y'all in the video. Wait a minute. It's called, wait a minute, let me find it. I got this shit right here, too.
I'm so ghetto. I'm like, I forgot, like, when I name songs, like, I'll call it something that I don't know what it is, but y'all won't know what it is, but I got it, yo. I'm about to show some love, play this music, y'all. Don't hang up. She definitely going to get to you, call it, press one, and you'll definitely be in line. But check this banger out. Y'all talk about Philly. This some shit right here.
From the ooh-wah, that's two shots. They ain't living with Biggie and Tupac. Now what these niggas want with me? I call my burning chief keep low 300D. So if a nigga wanna creep like he wants some beef, my nigga told lava, leave him laid in the street.
No haters, they don't like me, all I do is stunt. See you looking like you bout it, this ain't what you want. All that mean mugging.
Yeah, definitely, that was a banger. I know y'all want to close out the show, show some love to everybody that's doing the switchboard. Matter of fact, I'm going to open up everybody's call. Open up everybody's mic because the show getting ready to cut off.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody got me way. Final shout out.
All right. Anyone else want to say anything?
Scorch.
We just unmuted y'all.
Scorch.
Who that?
Sharon.
Chevy.
Okay, Sharon, I see you, Sharon. Called
I told y'all listening.
Right, you was on for a minute, too.
Yeah, I definitely was. It was cool. So good.
Yes.
Got you.
Did y'all have fun on the show tonight?
Yeah, who's that?
Everybody
else get off
the There's like 30 niggas on the phone right now.
Shout out to everybody who called. Show love. Follow me on Twitter. Refrain Graphics.
All right, y'all. You know, I'm about to be. Y'all, I'm about to go out the door. I got somewhere to be attending right now. You know.
All right, bro. Bye, Scorch.
All right, y'all.
Make sure you call
I love
next
y'all,
week,
niggas.
Same time.
Oh, yeah, next week, same time. Follow me on Twitter at Scorch215, Instagram, Instabanger. You already know.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro.
Right.
Y'all definitely did a good job tonight.
DJ Shizzy Mac.
Oh my God.